If you have your Bibles this morning, I'd like to call your attention again to the Gospel according to St. John. Out of the first chapter, I'll just read verses 1 and 2 again for your consideration. The Bible says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God." Acts, the 20th chapter, beginning at verse 28. The 20th chapter of the Acts of the Apostles, at verse 28, the Bible reads, "Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves, and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost have made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he have purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them. Therefore watch and remember that by the space of 3 years I cease not to warn everyone night and day with tears. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up, and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified." Supporting scripture from Ephesians 6, 13 and 14. "Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." On the basis of those verses, we'd like to speak to you this morning from the thought, you can always stand on the Word. You can always stand on the Word. You know, every day is a day of Thanksgiving, but when it comes to the holiday season, we tend to be sort of more enlightened on the fact of who Jesus really is. And if Jesus would just mean that much to us all the time, oh, what a difference our lives would be. What a difference the things that you have to go through. You wouldn't begin to wonder or ponder, Lord, how long, but you just go through what you got to go through, knowing of a surety, I am going through. See, one thing is to go through something or to be dealing with something, and you just sort of get in one place and you just sort of stuck. But there's one thing about serving God and about knowing Jesus is that you don't have to be stuck in one place. You may be spinning your wheels and seemingly getting nowhere, but if you are talking about Jesus, if you are trusting in the power of Jesus, then some way or another, God has a way of giving you some traction to where you can get a footing. Anybody know what I'm talking about? You know how it is? You've been sort of in one place, and all of a sudden, you got the right traction, and it was just like a sprinter getting ready to run a race. All of a sudden, he just dashed out. Hallelujah. Yeah, that's the way we got to be. But the thing is that you got to understand is the race is not given to the swift nor to the strong, but unto that one that will endure unto the end. Does not matter to me that you run faster than I do. All I got to do is just keep you in view. And if I lose view of you, as long as I got view of Jesus, then he going to still lead and direct my path. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Hallelujah. We ought to be going somewhere. You know, somebody said you can't go nowhere unless you know where you've been. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When I began to think about just how good God has been. One thing is for sure. We can't do nothing about the power. But God got some power. Light sort of just dimmed down. I ain't seen nobody move. It looked good. There are things in life that you have no control over. And the best thing is to just trust the power of the Almighty God. But look at one thing. It's a little humorous because of the way that we received it. But it didn't take very long for us to recognize and acknowledge where the real light comes from. See, one thing about that light, if Lexington Utilities decide to cut us out, they can't cut off that light. Oh, glory be to God. You didn't hear what I said in this house. Hallelujah! Woo! You can always stand on the word. Since the Lord has been good enough to allow us to still be above ground and the blood yet running warm in our veins, we are here together again just enjoying Jesus. I don't know about you, but I had a good time yesterday as I sat there and they worked on the songs and they began to learn the song. But I had even better time last night as God used them and they lifted up the mighty name of Jesus. And there's something about just enjoying Jesus. It makes a difference in our lives. We're in the midst of making preparations for a great celebration. And I find that it's a good thing that when we can appreciate Jesus every day in some way, form, or fashion. Every day, we say that every day is a day of thanksgiving. If we thank God today for the things that he's done, we are also thanking for what he did yesterday. We got to thank God for what he might do on tomorrow. I don't know for sure whether all the things that I've asked him for is going to come to pass on tomorrow, but whenever it comes, it'll be all right with me. Somebody said, Lord, any way that you bless me, I'll be satisfied. We got a whole lot of unsatisfied folks still walking around wondering, where am I going to get my blessing? And they don't acknowledge the fact that you're already blessed. You might not have what you think that you got to have, but if the blood is yet running warm in your vein, then you're a blessed vessel this morning. If you can open up your mouth and a sound comes out, you're a blessed vessel this morning. If your brain tears your arm to lift up and your arm is able to lift, you're a blessed vessel this morning. If your mind tells you that I want to get up off of this pew and stand up to the glory of God and tell God all that I come through, I believe that I'm a blessed vessel this morning. When I look back over my life and I see where the Lord God has brought me from, I can't help but to tell the Lord thank you. It was said a long time ago that you either stand for something or you'll fall for anything. And I don't know about you, but I don't know anything or anyone more worthy to stand for than the Lord Jesus our Christ. He is the best thing that ever could have happened to us, the one who died to make things right for us. Don't you know that we all sinners saved by the grace of God? All have sinned, all have fallen short of the glory of God, but because of his mercy, because of his goodness and his compassion, because of the grace of God, that unmerited favor toward us in where God loves us despite ourselves. All of us in here have done something wrong in our lives, but there's not a person in here cannot say that God has blessed me. You are blessed even now. Even if you're in a mess, you're blessed in your mess. Because that's going to only take, only God would be able to deliver you out and to make things all right in your life. He is the one that God allowed to come by the Spirit and to be born as a natural man in the flesh by the Virgin Mary. Oh, what a day that day was when the Word became flesh. When the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Now, the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. Now, if you want to read it for yourself, Barbara has already read it. I'm reading it for you again. But in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now, the Word means that if He is our all in all things were made by Him. And without Him was not anything made that was made. The Bible say in Him was life. Your life is because of the power of God. That life was the light of men. The light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. The Bible say there was a man sent from God whose name was John, not John K. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. Have you ever been a witness of the light? And I know you have. You just saw it work. You know how the light goes up and the light comes back down. And I thank God for the light this morning, because every now and then we got to hold on to the light. That was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the Bible say that the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. It's very interesting that the Bible would write here that he came unto his own, and his own received him not. Isn't it amazing how we can reject the very one that does the most for us? Have you ever noticed how sometimes even in your immediate family, that one that you got to bend over backwards for all the time, that one that you always got to bail out, that's the one that's always rebellious. That's the one that's always have an ungrateful spirit. That's the one that's always got some kind of fault with the family. But every now and then, you ought to thank God for the family. Anybody glad to have family this morning? I'm glad to know that we are all family in here this morning. Many members, but yet one body in Christ. We are brothers and sisters in the eyesight of God. Everyone in here is my brother or my sister. Everyone in here, you kin to me. You know how it is when you say, oh, I got some kin folk. You got kinfolk, you feel like you got strength. Then you ought not feel weak in this house this morning. Because if you look beside you, you got a brother or a sister that if they don't love you, they're going to have to love you. And if they don't love you right now, then you ought to do some checking. You know, you look down the pew, there might be somebody that you got a little problem with. But you better weigh that problem out. Don't let that problem make you go to hell. Whole lot of us going to go to hell because we so stubborn, we so mean that we won't have a forgiving spirit. It's a sad thing when God has done so much for us, look beyond our faults and bless us, and yet we think that we are better than somebody else. The Bible says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Which were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. Work with that for a second. Now, there are some of us that think that because I decided that I want me a baby, that I'm going to go and do what it takes to make a baby. But there are some folk popping and doing some things right now. Baby hadn't come up yet. Everybody can't make a baby. Whole lot of you made some shouldn't have been there no how. There are those this morning that can look at individual lives and say that, there is no reason why that child should have been born. The parents are not married. We got a whole lot of folk that have been born by people that wasn't married to one another. But now the Bible say, which were born not of the blood, not of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. I said all that to say this, that I am one of those products that were born. My mother and my father were not married. But I'm glad I'm not ashamed of that. And the reason why I'm not ashamed, because they ain't have no idea what they were doing. They thought they loved one another. They just decided to have a good time sexually. And all of a sudden, here I come. Not because daddy wanted a baby right then. Not because mama wanted it because she was too young. But because God wanted a vessel by the name of John Willicade to come into this old world. And it had a destination for my life. See, I just read this morning how even when I was in my mother's womb, God already knew that's going to be a servant. I got something for that young man to do. And as you grow up in life, I want to say it, I better not say it, deacons. So I'm going to take the second thing the Lord said and let that alone. Let me see, can I fix it? We got a word that we call children of unwed people. You can call me that anytime you want to. Did you say last night, I am? I am what God said I am. I'm not the B word, but I'm a child of God that was formed in my mother's womb. And after being in my mother's womb, I was sanctified in there. See, I just come to tell you this moment that you can always stand on the word. John, without delay, presents the central figure of his gospel, and that is Jesus Christ the Lord. He does not use the term Jesus or Christ, but he used the terminology, the word. This term has Old Testament roots, suggesting concepts of wisdom, power, and a special relation to God. In the beginning was the word. Now, the Greek word logos also means the Son of the Father. So in the beginning, the Son of the Father. Hallelujah. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. When we look here, it reaches all the way beyond creation because God created the true light. God Himself is that light. And I'm glad to know that Jesus is the light of the world. We need to constantly let our light shine and allow the love of God to move from one breast to another breast. When I think about how much God loves us, when I think about how much we need the Word of God, we got to understand this morning that the Word is nothing to play with. We got to understand this morning that there are some that don't want to hear sound doctrine. We got to understand that there are some that don't understand just what Jesus really means to them. But I found out that when I think about what the Word of God says, that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, I got to stand on the Word of God. Now, being a leader, I found out that when I preach the Word of God, that there are sometimes people that don't really want to hear what thus said the Lord thy God. And I find this morning that in being a leader, that every now and then you can't help but preach what God told you to preach. Now, I come this morning to preach the Word of God, and oftentimes I have to offer you a warning. For I found out through the Word of God and through life experiences that there are some grievous wolves out there. There's some wolves out there that want to break you down and hinder you. There's some out there that want to take away your joy. But the Bible says, take heed therefore unto yourselves. And to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost have made you overseers to feed the church of God, which he have purchased with his own blood. So now, you that have been purchased with the blood of Christ, it is my job to feed you the Word of God. For I know this, that after my departing, what Paul was letting them know, that after I leave here, then there are going to be wolves out there that is going to try to break you apart. They're going to be grievous and wicked wolves that's going to tell you that all of your running has been in vain. They're either going to be some amongst you that are going to build themselves up. You know, the Bible says, also among your own selves shall men arise speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them. What he's talking about is how at those times when you got those so-called friends, they have a problem with something that the pastor said or the deacon said or some of the ruling in the church. Wow. Then you go off to the corner and you have your little meeting. You begin to talk and you expound on how you feel about the situation. Wow. And as soon as you get the right person's attention, you have a tendency sometimes to pull them along on your side. Wow. But now you better try the Spirit by the Spirit. Then you got to learn how to look at the source of your material. If that one that's bringing you that material, if they are not solid in Jesus, then why are you giving them so much of your time? You better learn how to have a deaf ear to that negative man or that negative woman that are talking down your church, talking down your choir, talking down your preachers, talking down your program. Don't stand in the midst of folk that's talking you down. You talk about Bobo, you talking about me. We got to learn how to take care of our own. What he realized is that when I leave here, there's going to be somebody that's going to try to destroy everything that we've done. Therefore, the Bible says, watch and remember that by the space of 3 years, I cease not to warn everyone night and day with my tears. Sometimes you have to cry as a leader. Sometimes you have heavy nights and you just don't know how you're going to make it. But I learned how to thank God to just go on anyhow. I learned how to stand on the word of God and know that if I trust God, some way or another, everything is going to be all right. The Bible said, now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. If you hold on to God this morning, then you'll be part of that blessed folk. They realize that after this old life is over, I'm going to be able to go to another place. I'm going to another place where the wicked will cease from trouble. I'm going to a place when trouble comes. I learn how to call on the name of the Lord. See, I found out I don't care how long you've been running this race. I don't care how many times you call on the name of the Lord. I find this morning that trouble will come in the house. But if I trust the power of the Almighty God, I know this morning that the Lord will make a way out of no way. I come by to let you know this morning that no matter what you're going through, no matter what comes or what goes, you can always stand on the word of God. Now, sometimes when you're trying to sing, you'll find that standing gets a little hard to do. But I stop by to let you know this morning that if you want to stand up for the Lord, you better learn how to stand on the word. If you find that you can't stand all by yourself, the Bible says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Anybody want to stand for God this morning? If you want to stand for God, you got to put on the whole armor of God, for you wrestle against the wiles of the devil. The devil got a trick for you this morning. He's going to try to rob you. But I stop by to let you know that you're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness in this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in this last and evil day. When you've done all that you know how to do, the Bible says, stand anyhow. Stand therefore, having on your line girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, whereby you are able to quench the fiery wicks of the dark. And when that devil throw a dart your way, if you got on your armor, everything is going to be all right. Take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And I stop by to let you know that if you want to stand this morning, you can always stand on the word of God. All you got to do is trust God's power. I remember the word of God says, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against God. I'm glad to know this morning that I can stand on the word this morning. Anybody in the house? Anybody standing this morning? Anybody going through anything? Well, I stop by to let you know that you can always stand on the word. Whether it's in the morning, stand on the word. When trouble comes, stand on the word. When sickness comes, stand on the word. When the devil comes, stand on the word. And say, I shall not be moved. I got a wall of protection all around me. I got Jesus down in my heart. And I'll stand if I got to stand by myself. And I found out that as I stand, every now and then, I want somebody to come on and go with me. Anybody in the house, are you glad? Are you excited about Jesus? Somebody said, what do you want for Christmas this year? All I want is health and strength. All I want is peace of mind. All I want is a walk with the Lord. All I want is to keep my dance in my feet. All I want is to love one another. What do I want? I want Jesus. What do you want? Do you want Jesus? If you want the Lord, say yeah, say yeah, say yeah. Hallelujah. Stand on the word. I got my armor on. You can't beat me running. You can't knock me down. Because if you knock me down, I'll be just like a springboard. Knock me down, I'll get back up. Knock me down, I'll get back up. And I'm going to keep on getting back up. Because I heard my Lord say that what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Will you stand on the word this morning? You can always stand on the word. And the word will build you up. The word will keep you. The word will give you peace this morning. For the Lord thy God, he loves you this morning. You can always stand on the word. For in the beginning was the word. And the word was with God. And that same word was God. God the Father, God the Son, God the blessed Holy Ghost, the Holy Trinity. Does it abide in you? Have you hid God's word in your heart? And if it's not in there, when that blessed day comes, when all the Bibles are going to be taken away, what are you going to have to stand on? See, you're not going to be able to flick the Bible. Nobody's going to be able to say, I'm waiting on you to get to the right page. You better have it already down in your heart. For the Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. You can always, even if you're weak, even if you're down and out, even if you feel like I don't have a friend in the world, you can still stand on the word. And one thing about the word, and I'm finished, it does not change. The word will save you, and then it got the power to keep you. You see, you get enthusiastic sometimes about the beat and the songs, but there comes a time that you just got to get the word. Nothing but the word. That's what's going to save you. That's what's going to keep you. Oh, I love good singing. But I found out when I was a little boy, I couldn't help but just love a good preacher. All of my life, I've loved good preaching. Hallelujah. You don't have to be an old person to love the word of God. That's why we got to instill in our children today, love God while you have a chance. Don't wait until tomorrow because their minds are more advanced than ours was when we came along. Their sense of understanding is sharper, it's keener. I don't know whether it's the food or the vitamins or what we get in these chats, but they almost come out talking. But the Bible says we're going to be wiser and weaker. They so wise they don't even have good sense. Our children, you look at them and you boast to some of your friends, my baby's so smart. Mm-hmm. Baby gonna make you cry. Come on, Clark. Teach them all you can while you can. And it's good that they're smart. But if you don't take time out to teach them about Jesus, and all that other stuff they know ain't gonna be worth nothing. We got a whole lot of young folk that got plenty street sense, but don't have common sense, don't have Jesus sense. But there's going to come a time. That's why we can't change the old way. That old foundation that has already been laid for us. You know, whoever said if it was good enough for mom and them, it's good enough for me. And the word does not change. Love your children, but keep your eyes on them. And you stay on bended knees. Because that old wicked wolf that I was talking about, he's out to get your children. Because he feel like if I get the children, then he has you so messed up worrying and praying that you ain't even got time enough to come to God's house. But those that have had to cry, you ain't got to cry always. Because when you learn to bring it here and leave it, it might not happen when you want it to. But God has a way. He's reeling them in right now. Well, that's why I thank God for our young people here at Fowles Chapel. No, they're not angels, but at least they got a mind to try to do for the Lord. And it's because of you and the life you live before them. Continue to let your light shine. That somebody might see Jesus. Jesus is the true light, for he is the light of the world.